I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Listen to me. I'm only going to say this once. We are going on the trip now. It's going to be rough. It's going to feel like it's going on for a long time, so it's going to be hard to stay alert. It's going to be even harder to be quiet, but you have to do both. You have to do every single thing I say, or we will not make it. Understand?
Wake up! Brother, better put a little makeup! Why does this mean with a shake-up? I don't want to see this on the table!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
This resume is one of the worst written I've ever seen. And you didn't even fill out this form properly. Not even close. It's incomplete. It's worse than sloppy. I wanted to see you to tell you that if you ever want to find work anyplace, then you better get your act together, do things properly, and start showing some respect for a possible future employer. Because based on this, you'd never get hired here. And I would never recommend you for any work, any place.
I just want to say, you, bro. You're a piece of. You're here for the wrong reasons.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
What did you do?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Your mom's an asshole.
And now,
just a sad collection of fatuous, imbecilic, puerile, blithering milksops.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, buddy. Brand new Kevin and Bean show. It is Friday morning, the 29th. This is my birthday.
Yay!
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 29th of March.
Did you not realize it until you looked at the date?
All right.
Did you really know until you looked at the date?
No, I didn't pay it. I don't really pay attention to my birthday. I don't really pay attention to my birthday.
Do you just let them pass? And it's
no,
not a
I'll
big
tell
deal
you what.
You?
Well, once you hit 80, it's like, all right, right. Birthdays
right.
are bad.
Right.
And they just remind you how old you are. No, when I was younger, we would celebrate. We had my mom's birthday is a week before mine.
Okay.
I went to Phoenix last weekend for her birthday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then my niece has the same birthday as mine. So we would always just sort of get together on a day that works for everybody.
Yeah, just lump it all in.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was never like, oh, today everything has to happen. Today's
right.
the important day. It's just like, it's going to be great. We're all going to get together and have fun.
So what you're saying is your childhood never really made you feel special.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
No,
what you're saying
no.
is, like, you feel completely neglected by your entire family,
right.
your parents.
No, I'm saying it was great. It was
and
fun.
And especially because yours was last, everyone was like, oh, God, Kevin's now.
I mean, I don't know.
So what you're saying is, as a child into your adulthood, you've always felt lesser than maybe everyone around you.
No, I don't, I'm not saying that.
Oh, Kevin.
I'm just saying that the day.
Yeah.
Maybe you celebrate a week later.
Sounds like someone has denial for his birthday.
This is really sad. Yeah. Kevin, I mean, we're here for you on your birthday.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We didn't know.
Thank God.
Did you find out when I announced it?
No, we knew. We knew, silly rabbit. Happy birthday. What are you going to do for your birthday now that you just remembered it was today?
Radio show.
Oh.
Yes.
No.
I was thinking about that.
Boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you love that Chip is sleeping in on your birthday.
That's fantastic.
That is a gift.
We're hoping she just forgot to set her alarm, or she pulled one of those, oh, I thought it was the afternoon. She might think it's 5:30 at night right now.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like missing Kevin's birthday is on purpose.
On purpose.
Oh,
yeah. I agree, because she's hurtful.
Yes, she is.
Did you get a text from her much?
No, I texted Chip because she usually relieves me at 5.
Yep. Ew. Oh,
figuratively.
Okay. Hello.
I wouldn't come anywhere. Right?
Two texts at 5:07. First one was, you coming? Question mark.
Yep.
Nothing.
Still.
Second
still
one.
Hello. Yep.
Second one, you awake? Question mark. Nothing. I gave her two calls all on the voicemail.
Oof. So
the rule here.
Is this a true crime podcast now?
Oh,
you're jumping right to she's dead?
Just saying.
She's sleeping in.
Okay.
This is the rule. Most of the time, we don't even call.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it just makes it so much worse on you as it gets later and later. And, by the way, is there anyone more reliable than Chip?
No.
I mean, besides me, no. here's the only thing I'm concerned about. Yeah. It's now 5:40.
Right.
That little human Chip lives in Orange County.
It's a bit of a drive.
If she wakes up any later, there's no point coming in because she won't get here because of traffic.
Right, but she'll have to. And that's the beauty of it. Because it's her job.
So mean.
So she'll get here like, she'll be in traffic for like 2.5 hours and get here at 9:30.
Says the guy who's mentally abused his entire childhood. Right?
I was not mentally abused. We had a great childhood. Come on, you guys.
When you see like birthday hats, do you just like get real triggers?
Shimmer.
What about cake? Do you just pretend to like cake?
Kidding. I love cake.
You pretend. Yeah.
No, it's all good.
Okay.
It's all good, you guys.
Do you have any plans for tonight?
Not really.
Hmm.
No. It's okay, you guys.
Let's paint that sad as us.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just alone with a hat, one of the little pointy hats. One
candle. I buy my own stuff.
Yeah, one candle and a cupcake.
Oh, just one streamer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Pinata of himself.
But his family comes over to hit that.
And then leaves immediately.
Doesn't say anything.
That's a sad, sad picture that you're painting there, Jensen.
Real dark, this show.
And Kevin, you're such a disease.
That's not the truth at all.
No.
It's not the truth about my childhood.
No.
Really. I love
your
my childhood.
Your family loves you. You
Thank
had a great
you.
Childhood. Yes. You're through rocks
Thank
a lot,
you.
Robbie.
I did, yeah.
Which comes to our special guest. Come on in, Robbie Joyner.
No.
He just comes in chucking things at you.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Good morning, and it's time to slay all day.
Yeet. Stay woke, beyond fleek, and get that Gucci breakfast.
Goals.
Right?
Yeah, that is totally nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about that at some point.
Yeah.
This morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, we have Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, that's awesome. A celebrity.
Love him so much.
He is, he's magic. Him and the musician Logic did something so beautiful.
I loved that.
It was, that was the point of it, to love it.
Right, and but it doesn't necessarily always work.
No, it doesn't always translate, but his documentary is going to be amazing.
Agreed. So, Allie has a secret break, that's what she was referencing. That supposedly Robbie Joyner was coming in. It was her joke, I hope. Mama Muggs, we're going to talk to about the Dodgers season.
I mean, she's got to be in a good mood, right?
Oh,
right?
No.
What was it, 12-5?
Yep. Yeah, but she'll be like, it was too many home runs. They wasted them all in this game.
You peaked too early.
I swear to God.
She'll
find a way.
She says she's a huge Dodgers fan, but I think she's the worst. I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, Muggs got taken out of Dodger Stadium before Kirk Gibson hit the home run.
Yeah.
They were in the stadium.
Yeah.
But then they got to eat Chinese food and find out from a waiter. So that's exciting.
If she finds something negative with yesterday's performance, then I think it says more about Muggs.
Oh, trust me.
Upbringing.
Oh. Mama Muggs is, she can be a tiny bit negative.
Okay.
It's possible. We also have Cheers with Muggs on today's show. And we have the champion of the Kevin and Bean soundbite bracket.
Wow.
There are still 15 minutes for you to vote.
Yeah.
We're cutting it off at 6 a.m.
at krock.com.
Yep. And the voting is between Rodney and Victor Fuentes.
Oh, I mean, either one is going to be an amazing winner.
We should make them co-champs.
We're all winners.
We're all winners, absolutely.
I don't know that we're all winners.
That'd be amazing.
I mean, Chip's in bed.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she wins. She's the winner,
let's be honest. Yeah.
We will take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next.
K-Rock, it's the Kevin and Bean Show.
Allie is here with our first look at what is happening.
Did you guys think maybe since Chip isn't here, and usually we think she wake up at some point and go, no, it's so late. Should we just give out her address and maybe someone can check on her?
I don't think that's a good idea.
I mean, long term, it's probably a good idea.
Yeah. I think short and long term, it's a terrible
idea. All right, so don't give out Chip's
address. Give out her phone number.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. All right. You guys, I want to give you guys something. If you're listening right now, it's early. maybe you want to go see Pet Sematary, but you can't make it to theaters on April 5th when it opens, how would you like to go early and win a pair of tickets to a screening of Pet Sematary at Pacific's The Grove on April 3rd? Yeah! I can. Thank you, kids. I can do. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel like you don't have to do it. Yeah. Everyone can be happy, yeah, kids and adults. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
I want to give 5 winners a pair of tickets to a screening of Pet Sematary at Pacific's The Grove on April 3rd. Let's take callers 1 through 5. Make it easy on little Rubes out there. Ruben, when he answers the phone, just when he says K-Rock, go, "What are you wearing?" He loves that. He loves it. So callers 1 through 5 at 1-800-520-1067. And you're going to get to see Pet Sematary early.
1-800-5800-TOM.
Again, not the number.
That's not the number.
At Pacific's The Grove. Jensen, I'm not saying I blame you for this, but you were a part of the Masked Singer's success.
Well, yeah, yes, I guess. I mean, I don't think I really brought much to the table.
But you were involved in it.
Yes.
And tell people, it was a show from where? South Korea?
In Thailand.
In Thailand. Okay. It was a huge hit there.
Massive.
So they thought, hey, let's bring it to America.
Yeah. Cultural phenomenon there. Mm-hmm. Basically, a celebrity, a bunch of different celebrities wear masks, mm-hmm, come out and sing. Mm-hmm. Then the judges have to guess who's behind the masks.
So every week they can ask certain questions, that
type
of thing.
Yeah, I mean, that was more the American version.
Okay.
I don't think any of us who researched it by watching the Thailand one or South Korean one understood, mm-hmm, anything we were watching.
Okay.
So we translated as good as we could.
Well, it's happening again, you guys.
Yeah, no doubt.
A show that debuted in South Korea to huge success is now coming to America. And it's all because of John Legend, who's partnering with American Idol producer Simon Lithgow. They're producing a reality show called Love at First Song. What's that, Allie? Well, thanks for asking.
What's that, Allie?
The show creates couples through emotional performances in which singers virtually rehearse a romantic duet, and then they reveal themselves to their potential chemistry during performance. So they're doing a duet apart from each other, and then when they come together to sing it, is there chemistry or not? Those couples then live together, practice together, perform and compete together. But
Kevin has a question. Kevin has a question.
You can swap partners in every episode.
What?
For love or music.
Why would you,
Kevin,
do this?
Question. Go ahead.
This sounds terrible.
It sounds awful.
Not much of a question, but
it gets worse as you go.
Okay.
And then at the end, I kind of went, huh, all right. Like, it got worse. But then when I thought
is
about
it
all
bad
the
enough?
Worse, it came back around to me going, okay, I'm kind of in. Jensen, your hand is up. Go
yeah,
ahead.
I have a question.
Uh-huh.
So they see each other as the song,
as they're about to perform the song, I believe the first time. So they're rehearsing the song separately. And then they get together, and then their potential chemistry during the performance is what kind of sends them into the next phase of the show.
Zero for effort.
Uh huh.
Zero for star.
Ooh, wow.
Zero for star quality.
Yikes.
And you know what? I'm being generous.
All right. Simon is out.
This
yeah,
is
I'd
like,
rather die.
This is
okay,
like
Jensen's out.
The Bachelor and American Idol put together. It seems ridiculous.
Yeah.
Essentially. Yeah.
I'm so confused by it.
Yeah, it's a tough one. You can change partners
you can swap
at any point.
Partners in
then,
every episode.
But then you've seen the person, so now it's just a dating show.
Right.
I think eventually it just becomes a dating show after everybody does their little duet. Yeah.
I'm out.
You're out? Okay.
Is anybody buying this polished turd?
All right, listen, it's not for everyone. just wanted to bring it to you guys. Hey, Canada, be stoked on this. I've moved on to another story.
Oh, okay.
Seth Rogen has an exciting new project, and it's not even remotely film-related.
Okay. Smoke weed every day.
Indeed it is. The comedian and writer has announced the launch of Houseplant, a Canadian cannabis company that he's been working on for 5 years.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he's launching it. Things are good. Here's how they explain the business on their website. We have a moral obligation to build an industry that commits to changing the injustices that continue to exist. We are committed to working closely with other industry leaders, legal teams, politicians, and nonprofits to help those negatively impacted or convicted by minor, non-harmful cannabis acts.
Now everybody gather around and listen if you would. When I tell you every person needs a way of feeling good. Every kitty needs a ball of string and every dog a stick. But all you need is a bag of weed to really get a kick. One, two, three, pow! A bag of weed, a bag of weed. Oh, everything is better with a bag of weed. No, you don't need meth and you don't need speed because everything is better with a bag of weed. Hey!
Which is what you hear when you click on the website.
Right, that's
that
nice.
That song comes up. I mean, mostly in your head, but yeah. So, good luck, Seth Rogen.
If you're Seth Rogen mm-hmm. and weed is legalized, mm-hmm. people probably approach you every couple days for this, right?
Right.
Oh, I would think so, yeah.
Absolutely.
This is the big decision he's made. House plant. The design's really cool in the box and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see it or no?
No.
Nice. Good design.
Okay.
I don't smoke
nerd.
Weed.
What
I don't
a nerd,
smoke,
right?
I don't smoke weed, guys, so wow. I'm real into design.
Most people are like, is there indica? Is right. there sativa? No. You're like, the design is really great, you guys. Especially if you like math.
They
like,
use,
it's really a geometrical.
Pretty good font.
What
is there hash?
Dork.
Oh, I love their box.
Right. Oh, I mean, that too far, Kevin. Birthday Kevin is just. All right, guys, some birthdays. You share birthday, Kev Dog, with Amy Sedaris, luck
good
out.
One.
Eric Idle, luck
good
out.
Good one.
Lucy Lawless, that's
wow.
cool.
Xena, it's fine.
Yeah. Oh, what's the lead singer of Jane's Addiction?
Perry Farrell?
Yes!
Why?
You
did
share
I forget
a birthday
that
with Perry.
Oh, okay.
Did I forget it before? He instantly goes to what did I do wrong?
I do.
I know. It's
because
a gift.
I've done a lot wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, back to you.
Happy birthday, Kev Dog. That's what's happening.
Kevin and Bean.
K-Rock. Any word from Chip? Anyone heard from Chip?
Nothing.
Still asleep. Mm-mm. Fantastic.
I texted her, Chip. Nothing.
No, you think well, she's just ignoring the other ones?
Now I'm concerned.
If she's sleeping, she's not going to see any text, no matter how many times you say her name.
Mm-mm.
All right, Jensen, what is trap country music?
Oh, am I excited about this. It's all anyone's talking about right now in the music business and the inside baseball world. But a musician named Lil Nas X released a song called Old Town Road, I Got Horses in the Back earlier this month. And like most music blowing up these days, the internet is to thank for its success. The YouTube video alone has over 15 million views.
Wow.
And that's just basically, the video is just the song over scenes from Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's it. You don't even see the rapper. The song is actually heavily influenced by the popular video game as well, and country music in general. And Red Dead Redemption 2 actually brought country to like a lot of different people in the past few months. And this song is the biggest result. It has over 35 million plays on Spotify. It is a meme in itself and has created an entire sound that people are calling, like you said, country trap. The banjo-heavy song found itself on various music charts like the Billboard Hot 100, Hot Country Songs, Hot R&B Hip Hop.
Wow.
And it was number one on global Apple Music and even got itself to be number 19 on Billboard's country music chart.
Wow.
That's crazy.
He got a record deal immediately at Columbia on one song, which is, you know, that's kind of the 2019 way to go. And then, according to Rolling Stone this week, Billboard removed Old Town Road from the Hot Country Song charts because it says its inclusion on the list was a quote-unquote mistake.
What?
How dare you, Billboard?
What point? What number did it have? Sorry. What number did it have on the chart? How high did it go?
Are you melting?
Yeah, no, maybe.
And you didn't press the cough button? You just went...
Like it makes a difference because both of your mics are open. So
listen,
really...
you sounded like System of a Down.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
How high did it go on the chart?
19.
Thank you.
They would follow it up with a statement saying the track does not embrace enough elements of today's country music. So I want you guys to listen to it first. This is Lil Nas X.
Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more. I'm going to take my horse to the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached. Head is matted black. Got the boots black to match. Riding on a horse. Ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell
That's a bop.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
And it's country. Okay. It's got a banjo. It's got a horse.
It does start with a banjo.
It's got a horse.
And all of the lyrics. But then I think if you took out that hook and took the lyrics off of it, you would never think country.
Correct. Now, here's some things that we should talk about. Okay. One, a lot of people are giving blowback to this kind of pulling off of Billboard. A lot of people pointing out that it could be discrimination because of things like Post Malone, who has found himself on the hip-hop charts despite kind of sounding the exact same.
Right.
Right.
And he can kind of cross over between the two. Also, I think Kid Rock, right? Kid Rock, who's shown himself on tons of country music charts, started as just like a hip-hop dude.
Yep, he was a
rapper. So the one big difference between them, white guys.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that Beyonce ran into similar problems when she went to perform at the CMAs last year, if you guys remember that. You know, country music, not an inclusive genre.
You know what's weird is most other genres have gotten past that.
Yes.
It's like, okay, you can mix whatever you want to mix and it's all good. Not country.
But both you guys are voting country.
I am voting country.
I think I would too.
Okay. Because now I want to introduce you to other songs in country trap.
Okay.
This first one is from Little Tracy. It's called Like a Farmer.
Yep. I'm in. For country.
And country.
I got horses in my car like a farmer. Yeehaw, finna pick up your daughter. He want beef, I'ma have to get him slaughtered. He want beef, I'ma have to get him slaughtered. I got horses in my car like a farmer. Yeehaw, finna pick up your daughter. He want beef, I'ma have to get him slaughtered. He want beef, I'ma have to get him slaughtered.
Okay. First of all, you've got horses in your car like a farmer. It's a trailer. I mean, we just need to
get... I thought he meant horsepower.
What?
Oh.
I thought he meant like he had a sports car. Like,
oh.
I got horses in my like a farmer.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay, I kind of like it now.
See? Is it possible that the country music community thinks they're making fun of them?
Well...
you know what I mean? Like, mocking them.
I think they might be right.
No, I agree, but I'm saying, is that what the country people think?
I don't know. I mean, is it... I mean, like, a lot of country music is kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Lil Nas X did put out a statement about that and was like, I want everyone to know I'm not doing this as satire. I really like...
And this is the first guy.
Yeah.
Okay, because they're all named Lil something.
That's true.
Also, the last one had a rooster, so I don't know if he can say if that's making fun of them. One other one here. This is Fly Rich Double. Yup.
What?
Say again? That's a great name.
This is Fly Rich Double. Yup. On my tractor.
I just got some new boots and a new tractor. Dad on my tractor, ran right past her. F***er in the pastor, yep, on my tractor. Finna marry my sister, cause she's f***ing hot, bro. I just got some new boots, finna hop on my tractor. I hopped on my tractor.
He married his sister because she's hot.
She's hot.
I mean, I feel like that might be making fun of country
music. I think
music.
All three are.
Guys, it's not making fun of it when it's true.
That's true.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Marge is ear drumming during that song.
Should we do a chip date?
A chip update?
Sure. Yeah. She's alive, you guys.
She's alive. Good.
She's alive.
Good.
She
what am I
going to
do
in
with this casket, this tiny little baby casket I bought?
You just put toothpicks back
okay,
in it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. She did text me just the words, God damn it, which I appreciated. But I think her tweet is the best. Alarm clocks are just suggestions.
Love it.
Oh, so she's on her way.
What time will she be here?
She's coming from Orange County Saturday.
10:30. 10:30 on Saturday. All right, Muggs. We should do cheers.
Good morning, everyone. We haven't done it in quite a while, yeah. So now it's time to do it. Do we hit the intro first?
Yes, we do.
Let's hit the intro.
Thanks for asking. I can lead. All good.
Beer Mug, he wants to go where everybody knows his name.
Yeah.
Asking questions with no shame.
What are you?
He's already drunk as a skunk, but people are glad he came.
Oh!
Beer Mug wants to go where everyone knows his name.
Wow. So, a couple of weeks ago, you guys did a call-in topic about superstitions.
Right.
And I thought it was very interesting screening some of those calls, getting the crazy, ridiculous superstitions that people were calling in with. But then I decided to go to my local watering hole of O'Grady's and get drunk people's superstitions.
Okay. Yeah. Ooh. And just to remind people that as the interviews go on, Muggs might be having a beer or two or ten himself.
Right.
Yeah. It's important to know.
So. Tends to slow down sometimes.
Let's find out what these bubbly people are superstitious about, shall we?
Scott, do you have any superstitions? If you put a hat on a bed, that someone will die. And also shoes. Never put shoes on your bed either. Someone will die.
Like anybody random or like somebody like that's around you at that time?
Somebody not around you, but somebody that you know.
You know?
Yeah.
Please don't put your shoes and your hat on my bed, on your bed.
On my bed. Well, I'm definitely not putting it on your bed.
Any beds.
No beds.
There's an old Romanian superstition that says that if you leave anything on your plate, then you're going to end up marrying an ugly guy. I did it once. I married an ugly guy.
Nicole, your jacket is soft and fluffy.
Superstitions?
Okay, I'd just like to stop for a second.
That sounded really like
what was
creepy.
That?
Did somebody slip ecstasy into my drink?
I don't know.
Because that's what that was, I think.
I don't know. It seemed like, hey, there's something shiny. I need to say something about it. It was really bizarre.
It's soft and fluffy.
Superstitions? Probably dropping salt on the table, and if you don't throw it over your shoulder, then that's taboo.
Like an actual saw that you saw furniture or wood or items with?
No, salt.
Oh, salt! Oh,
I heard salt.
Is karma a superstition, though?
Yes.
Why?
Because karma is real, man. Carly, do you have any superstitions?
Well said.
When I was in college, I had to dress in scrubs and like nice shoes every day, and one time I forgot to put on like my work shoes, my school shoes, and I accidentally just wore socks and my sandals, like my Birkenstocks, to class, and I got like a 96 on a test. I thought I was gonna fail. So from that point on, every time there was a test, I would just conveniently forget to put on my school shoes, and it worked for a while. And then I got caught. One of my teachers sent me to my car to change out of my sandals, and I was like, no, you're gonna f it all up.
A black cat walking across the street.
So that you think it would give you bad luck if you saw it cross your path?
Yeah, because I think I've driven past one before after seeing it cross the street, and then the rest of the day I feel like in my head everything's just going wrong.
I gotta tell you, no one else is as drunk as Muggs in this so far.
No, there was a woman in there who's just a doctor.
Right.
Yeah. She's not even drunk. She's like, well, I got some stuff to do tomorrow with this patient.
It's amazing.
When it probably isn't, but then I start blaming it on the stupid cat.
All right, I'm here with Jimmy Jam Jam.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
How
y'all doing?
Jimmy, you don't look like a superstitious person.
Oh, yeah, I am.
What are you superstitious about?
Well, I don't like seeing owls fly down and fly in front of me because...
You don't like owls flying at you? Why? You don't like Harry Potter or something?
Yeah, I heard it's really bad if you mess with owls.
Well, what? So we never got to the main meat of the chunk here.
Uh-huh.
Why? What does it mean when if an owl flies close to you?
I was told that it could be somebody dying real soon.
Have you seen an owl today?
No.
Thank God. Telling you.
Yeah, he got to the real meat of the chunk there.
Sounded like a troll. Like an actual, not even like an internet troll, like a little man who has gold in a bridge.
Yeah, I gotta go.
He's already drunk as a skunk, but people are glad he came. Beer Mug wants to go where everyone knows his name.
Wow.
The Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
Birthday.
Yeah. All right.
It's my candle blowing birthday.
Yeah.
Woo!
Give it to us, GMC folks.
I feel sort of like Bean in that we don't really care a lot.
Kevin, it's your candle-blowing birthday.
That is true. I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Here's the thing, Kevin. We wanted to celebrate you in a way that I'm not saying you necessarily love, but there is something that you do on the show that, I mean, you shine. No one does it better than you.
I assume that this is all clips of me being great.
Absolutely.
I mean, you got 100%.
By my definition of great, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know,
you are in the Omar Radio in Hall of Fame.
We do not need Omar.
Here's why Omar
this is proof
here,
that because, you belong there.
Yeah, I said, listen, I want to do a secret break, but there's no one better to host this than Omar because he's the one that hears these, marks them, makes the clips, and brings it to the masses. It is...
So for my birthday, you're going to whip me. That's what you're saying.
I mean, if you're into that, you're right. We're going to bring you some of our favorite moments.
That's what I was
saying. With Kevin.
Yeah.
Yay!
That's no way to celebrate.
Kev Dog's birthday tribute, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And for number one, I pulled my favorite because this moment with is close to my heart because I had been working on the Kevin and Bean Show for about maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Right.
And this...
You didn't know this was possible?
So, well, exactly. This is like, you know, when you heard Nirvana.
Right.
Or, you know what I mean? Or you saw Mike Tyson fight for the first
Take
time.
It easy.
Like, you instantly knew you were in the presence of greatness.
Yes. Mm.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
We've got to get to the bottom of what in the hell is going on with this Blue Man group. These guys, they paint their faces red.
That was a moment with Kevin. You know
what?
What troubles me about that one is that blue and red are 3 seconds apart. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Tops.
Absolutely. Tops.
And there's no better moment with than when Kevin is kind of nervous in front of one of his idols.
A hero. Sure.
Rage Against the Machine is one of Kev Dog's favorite bands, and this happened.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Were you a musician?
I was.
First?
I was.
Thank you.
Whatever that was, I was.
Thank you. Definitely was. I was a prostitute, a magician, and a musician.
Thanks for cutting me off. That actually helped me a lot.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Thank God for Tom Morello, right?
Amen.
Yeah, totally.
He saved me.
Of course, we have to include.
All time.
We don't have to include.
No, no, no. This is a half.
All Here we go.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
It's weird to see people jump from I'm not positive what the answer is to it must be, you know, infallible word of God or, you know, in a terrorist, you know, situation or UFOs. You go, it's unidentified, so it must be alien. You go, no, it's just maybe a question that we'll never know the answer to.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Yeah, that was more like a full moment. With
yeah, that was
it wasn't
a filibuster.
Yeah, totally. And Ariana Grande, probably one of the biggest stars in the world.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
Now, you know how Kevin talked about how close the words are? So Ralph says Ariana Grande, and then Kevin says this.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
And I was just saying to my other very good friend, Ariana Grande, the other day, as we were going around licking donuts together.
You were licking donuts with Ariana Grande? Or, what, or however you say her name?
No, I don't know who that is.
That was a moment.
A gift.
All right, this next moment with is like
Come
the
on
rule
now.
On the Kevin and Bean Show is never help Kevin. But we felt so bad for him, we couldn't help but help him out.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
I promise I'll reboard when there are no further
acknowledgments. That was a moment with Kevin.
The rule is don't help, but sometimes it's so painful you just have to jump in and help.
Absolutely. Okay, so I'm marking down. We have 30 more?
I mean, I feel like that's
absolutely.
Enough. That's a good sample.
Tell our affiliates we're going to run long because
we don't
this
have
is
affiliates.
Too good.
Okay.
Number six is, this is just greatness.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Now, which sex is your oldest?
We have a boy, Joshua, that's 16.
Now, he's not going to want to spend much time with all those other boys in their room come pretty here a couple years.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
All right, that's the celebration. Hey, everybody, thanks for coming.
We are not even halfway through.
So, there was a time where, Kevin, I think he was at UCLA, you were drinking.
Yeah, it was UCLA-USC. They were playing. I was at UCLA, right. And they had skillets.
Right.
And I was drunk by five.
Exactly. So, I will give Kev Dog a little break on this one, but it still does not make it less funny.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
This is the eighth day, which means the theme is eight milds making. I'm sorry, eight maids a milking. This is the eighth day. It means today's theme is eight milds a...
I've got to stop drinking.
Yeah.
That was and by the way, A Moment with Kevin.
Printed out in front of me, reading it.
Yeah.
Oh, we have more
reading
where
it.
You are literally reading lyrics trying to sing. But here's the thing.
Should we? How much more do we have?
We're not even halfway through. So
what?
I say we take a break.
Yeah.
We regroup and come back with part two.
How about
two breaker.
The Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Kevin!
I mean, I think one segment of those is probably
pretty good celebration on its own,
Here's the thing. No, we are doing some of our favorite moments with Kevin because it's Kevin's birthday. It's a day that we celebrate all things Kevin. And quite frankly, he's not only a gift to us, he's a gift to you guys.
Absolutely.
Shut up, Allie.
So Omar has pulled a bunch of your best moments with, and we realized last segment, we weren't even halfway done. So we've got a few more.
Yeah. All right.
Another one of my favorites is that Kev Dog here was a huge fan of Robin Big with Rob Dyrdek.
Yes.
No. And we had Rob in, and Rob was so funny because Kevin constantly got his name wrong, but Rob thought it was super funny, so he just let him kept on doing it. Here we go.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
For those of you who didn't see, Rob Durden is part of Robin Big. And we'll talk more about that and more with Rob Durden. Again, Rob is getting 41. Rob Durden is in the studio. He is half of Robin Big.
That was A Moment.
That was probably half as many times as I called him.
Yeah.
And then he called on the phone, and I said, why didn't you correct me? And he said, I thought it was funny.
Made the right choice.
Absolutely.
So, simple words Kevin has problems with. Here he is trying to say, Woke Dave, and he just cannot do it.
Mm.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Oh, receipts. Man, they got Wake Dave. Wake Dave.
What?
They got...
Nope, keep going. Finish it up, Kevin.
Yes! Yes!
Kevin was just giving everybody the signal to shut up.
Come on.
You can do
Dave,
it.
Do it.
You can do it every art walk, Dave.
On their tail. That's what I was trying to say.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
I'm not sure I've ever heard Bean happy.
Bean was giddy.
Gasping
giddy.
For air,
All right, that's a celebration. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
No.
By the way, we do have the winner of our soundbite bracket to announce
Can't
next.
Wait to talk
so
about
that. So we should get
after
to that.
These.
Okay.
No one can stay out late and be sharp like Kev Dog, and this is proof.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Got up at 9, made my flight, came back, sharp as a tack.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
All right, that's our celebration. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
No, moving along. Kevin, even if he has paperwork in front of him, that's meaningless because he just makes up names.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
And if you win, you will get to see night 2, which is Florence and the Machine. I always call it Florence and Against the Machine. Mike Shinoda, Billy Elliot.
Billy Elliot, huh? You're just going to dance
Billie
right
Eilish.
Into your heart.
I'm sorry. I can barely see the paperwork.
What?
That was A Moment
paperwork.
With Kevin.
To be fair.
I mean, I was reading a list.
To be fair, huge Billy Elliot fan. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Allie.
You're welcome.
Not true, but thank you.
And here's...
All right, thanks for joining us.
More.
Okay. Here's Kevin demonstrating his grasp on space.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
He wants to put his own satellites in space to prove that the Earth is flat.
Do satellites go in space?
Yeah, of course
they
do.
Where do you think they go, Kevin?
Is that a legitimate question, Kevin?
I think they're in the orbit.
Where do you think the orbit is?
All right, let's move on.
How can I take the headline away from B.O.B.?
Where do you think the orbit around a planet is?
In space, of course. Don't be ridiculous.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
All right. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
I want to say about this next one, it was literally... the next segment after we did the top moments with of the year.
Yeah.
We were done. We did the top moments with, and then we were doing a contest where we had to sing lyrics to songs for people playing at acoustic Christmas. And here's...
I dare say it might be number one, and it happened minutes after the countdown.
Minutes after. Here's Kevin.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
It started out like any other morning. The sky was red and it took a warning. She had the Hold on, let me take that part again.
You're reading it.
She had the now and the beers are swarming.
What?
Bees, not beers.
She had the hive, now the beer.
Hit the hive.
She hit the hive and...
I didn't even hear what night this was.
It's night one. Oh, good God.
Should I start over?
Yes.
It's night one.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
And they were listening.
Just sad. They were listening and... Yeah. We're living for
it. So a good time to remind you that there's a rap battle at April Foolishness between Kevin and Bean, and that Kevin's going to be reading his lyrics.
Yeah. Amazing. I will have them memorized, and I will slay.
Okay. This next one, again, goes to one of Kev Dog's favorite bands is Muse. And Allie, you were in the room when this happened.
Yeah, I witnessed it. I witnessed Matt Bellamy look at me, and I think he mouthed the words, "What the F?" It was magic.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Do you guys have to sort of feel, do you feel the emotion when you wrote it later when you're playing it? And that was a poorly asked question. I'm going to take that. Can I take that again?
That was A Moment with Kevin.
And this last one is Kevin trying to convert military time into regular time.
Come on!
And
it's just
the best. Yes.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
What's 1207 in military time, my friend?
1709?
Huh? 1709?
What? Hold on. What? I don't know. I was thinking 22.
But I'm
but that wouldn't be 17 either, would it?
Why would we jump ahead 2 minutes? Why would it become 09 all of a sudden?
I don't know.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Happy birthday, Kev Dog.
Thanks for letting us.
Kevin and Bean Show, world famous K-Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I don't feel like we need this song.
It's the most magical moment.
All right.
Here it is.
We have our soundbite bracket.
Yep.
And an announcement of the number one soundbite.
Coming to a close.
So we should not do this.
No, play
just
it out,
baby.
A little
bit, yeah.
Play it out.
All right, that's
okay,
enough.
All right.
Okay, all right.
That's enough, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, when we got in this morning, it was tied.
Yes.
So we had Victor Fuentes.
Mm-hmm. 16-12-1. Hello. Hello. I'm a male, motherfucker. Of course. Too much information and man.
Had that. And going up against Rodney, which is an impossible choice.
Yes. Yeah, it's a body of work.
Maybe they'll be at Coachella next year. What happened to Amy Winehouse?
So we saw that it was tied,
and
we still had about 12 minutes for people to vote. So we said, listen, if you're near a computer, which who is at that time of the morning, go ahead and vote. And just we need a clear winner.
Yeah. Right.
And we have a clear winner now.
It's crazy because people, you think in showbiz, say like, it's tied and it's not tied. It was one vote
literally
separating them.
Yes.
One vote.
You guys, we have a winner.
The number one soundbite.
We started with 16 and only one remains.
And that one is... Victor Fuentes.
Unbelievable.
Victor Fuentes won.
By the way, an upset.
An upset.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got,
how does Rodney not win? But
51% of the vote. Yeah.
They were only separated by 28 votes.
Total. Wow, that's crazy.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I didn't see, I mean, does anyone have Victor Fuentes winning in the brackets? Because we all filled one out.
I did not.
I had Victor Fuentes against Rodney, but I had Rodney winning it.
Same.
So. Yeah.
Same. But Victor Fuentes is fantastic.
Totally out of nowhere.
And just because he won, let's play the full 911 call.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The victory lap.
That this came from.
Mm-hmm. Fire department operator 75, what's the address, please?
16-12-1. Hello? Hello?
I'm here. What's the address? I'm waiting for you to tell me.
16-12-1, Harris.
How old are you?
I'm 19, homeboy.
You're a male?
I'm a male, motherfucker. Of course.
What happened to you?
I fell down. I want them to check my head or my finger, because I'm kind of cut.
You fell off of what?
What?
What'd you fall off of?
Stairs. Like, hey, too much information and man.
No, that's my favorite part, because he's calling 911
right,
for help.
Right, they need that info.
He's tired of giving out info. He's had it done. He's done.
Mm-hmm. Been drinking it all tonight?
What?
Have you been drinking it all tonight?
A couple. Hey, you don't got to bring all that siren and just come like quiet and
oh, yeah, okay.
Pick me up and that's it. Turn it to a memorial hospital.
That's where you want to go?
Yeah, just let me. I got insurance and all that piece of
oh, fantastic. They don't think they'll really care, though. They'll try to give you the best help they can.
All right, Holmes.
You having any trouble breathing right now?
Hell no.
Okay, good. Any nausea or vomiting? You think you're going to throw up at all?
No.
How about pale, cool, or sweaty skin, like you're going into shock?
No.
Okay.
But like going to sleep and
well, sit there with the phone right now and wait for us to get there to help you out. If anything changes, just call us right back, okay?
All
right,
listen.
What's your name so we know who we're looking
Victor for? Victor Fuentes.
All right, Victor. We'll be there in just a moment.
All right,
this is. Bye-bye.
Love it.
I love him so
much.
I
love that so much.
He's a champ.
Oh.
When he yells, hello, at the very beginning of it.
Amazing.
And then no.
It reminded me of Adele's hello.
Yeah.
So I put together a little mix.
Not even knowing that he was going to win.
Amazing.
Maybe you did it.
Hello.
Hello.
It's me.
Bullshit.
I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet.
No.
To go over everything.
No.
They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger.
I'm 19, homeboy.
And free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference.
Yes.
Between us and a million miles.
Too much info,
pacing
and shit, man.
Hello from the other side.
Hello.
I must have gone a thousand times.
Couple.
To turn you up for everything that I've done. But when I call you, never seem to be home.
I'm a male one.
Hello.
Like going to sleep and shit.
USA!
Right.
USA!
That is our
USA!
Champion.
USA!
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K-Rock.
What's happening, Allie?
Well, during this What's Happening on Fridays, we like to talk about our playlist. It is called That's My Jam. You can find it on all of our socials, at Kevin and Bean on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. We're going to link you to it. Just click the follow button, and you're going to get new songs every single week from all the members of the Kevin and Bean Show. And during this What's Happening, we like to play clips of our picks. First up, Kevin, the birthday boy.
Listening on Shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
Came across a song that was released last year in October 2018 from mm-hmm. the Struts.
Yeah.
And listened to it probably 10 times in a row and couldn't love it more. It's called Freak Like You.
And he's a freak like you. Yeah, I'm a freak being too. Never change us, young and dangerous. Mother is too. Cause I'm a freak like you.
And they are so good live.
They are.
Such a fun, fun band. I love them. Well, Bean is out of town, but of course, in typical Bean fashion, not only did he send his pick.
Was I supposed to do that when I was on vacation?
Not only did he send it, he sent me a little blurb about them.
Did he?
I'm like, oh, calm down. But today, his pick is from a band called Snake Hips. They are a British electronic duo. But the reason he chose this song is because it features Rivers Cuomo, and Bean is shocked that Rivers has time to do all this. He's like putting out an album, it seems like, every other week.
Correct.
With Weezer. And then he's just showing up on all these different people's songs. So this is called Gucci Rock and Rolla by Snake Hips featuring Rivers Cuomo.
I was rich and Jay-Z, a real dude man, who's mad, who ain't point proven. Self-doubt, cause girl, I'm cruising. Time to bring no rules in.
Tell you, I love that.
It's real good. Do you picture Bean though, with like
headphones
on,
walking through London, just giving people like finger guns?
Right. He's like, I'm a coochie rock and roller. I dig it. Mm-hmm. All right, Jensen, you're up next.
Mine is Atlanta singer songwriter Judo, J-U-T-O, released a new album last week. He is signed to a kid named Taco, who originally came out of the Odd Future camp. His record label, it's his first signing on Relax Records. I love it. I love sort of bedroom lo-fi R&B, and with Frank Ocean not releasing a ton of music because he's just sort of in his own head, Judo is sort of picking up that slack a bit. Also, before we play it, you should know the Billie Eilish album is out today.
Oh, right.
And it kills. It's so good, but that's also kind of an easy jam
pick. Right, that's easy.
But listen to that album, too. But this is Homebody by Judo.
I don't want to hang with nobody, because you know that I'm a homebody. I don't need no one to love me. You could come and be the homie. Maybe watch a couple movies. Gotta go because I'm
like Anderson .Paak.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
I mean, it is a real departure, though, from Taco's putting on the Ritz. I didn't expect that sound.
I'm not sure
different
that's
different
the
people.
Jensen's so over it.
I'm just happy that that song is about staying at home.
Because you love that so much.
I love it.
All right. Well, my song, we always talk about during That's My Jam. It could be something that you just came across, had forgotten about, and you just want to bring it to the masses. But mine is a special one because of Ranking Roger, who passed away earlier this week. And I thought, do I want to honor him with an English beat song? So many to choose from there. You can do, you know, Mirror in the Bathroom, Save It for Later. But I decided to go with the band that he started with Dave Wakeling after English Beat broke up, and that is General Public, because this song, I felt like it was in every single movie I was watching in the 80s. It was in Weird Science, 16 Candles, then it was in Clueless. It was just everywhere, and it was one of the greatest songs ever. And my pick this week is Tenderness by General Public.
Great song.
Still so good. From 1984. Yep. Oh, so, so good. Again, you can find our That's My Jam playlist on all of our Kevin and Bean social at Kevin and Bean. Just click on it. Click follow. You're going to have brand new music every single week. Some birthdays for you. Eric Idle, Lucy Lawless, Amy Sedaris, Perry Farrell, and our very own Kevin Ryder.
Yeah! Yeah! Thanks, Muggs.
It was guttural and it was odd. And that's what's happening.
Kevin and Bean, K-Rock.
Muggs, you were at the Dodgers game yesterday.
Oh, my God. This was worth the price of admission, you guys.
Best opening day
Best
in a long
opening
time.
Day ever. Most home runs in opening day history, you guys.
Deep center field. Marte back. Hit the wall and gone. Hernandez turns on a ball. High drive left center field. Forget about it. Home run, Kike Hernandez. Now it's Barnes into the high fly by the left center field. Does that have it off? You bet it does. And Seager hits a towering drive to right center field. The third home run of the inning is off the bat of Corey Seager.
This is crazy.
Again. How far will it go? Halfway up the pavilion and then some. Muncy sends a towering fly ball to right field and continues the home run party on opening day. And Bellinger sends one to deep right center field. Did he get enough? An explosion on opening day for the Dodgers.
Put that in your package and smoke it.
Hernandez, right center field. Unbelievable! An eighth home run for the Dodgers. And an opening day to remember at the Ravine.
Muggs has his hands up like he did it.
I mean,
he was a big part of it.
I'm just reliving the experience right now, you guys. It's something I don't think I'll ever see again.
Eight home runs.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
12-5.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
If every game was like that, I'd watch baseball religiously.
Oh. Yeah, you would.
But unfortunately, it's not.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to Mama Muggs. Is there any way she could be negative?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Mama Muggs, mama Muggs, mama Muggs. She's one badass Jew. Mama Muggs, mama Muggs, mama Muggs. She hates the Dodger blue. It's time for Mama Muggs. Give me some Mama Muggs.
L'chaim.
morning, Mama Muggs.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Kevin.
Thank you.
Listen to the cheerfulness.
This is the happiest you've been ever.
I was excited about yesterday's game. I watched it. I didn't have to turn it off. They weren't losing.
Let me just interrupt.
But that's only one game.
There it is.
Let me just interrupt for a second. The reason we find Mama Muggs funny is because every time the Dodgers get down by one run, turns it off.
No sense in watching, right, Mama Muggs?
Yes, that's right.
So
no sense in watching. As soon as they get down, I'm out of there.
But they come, then you miss all the amazing comebacks. Yes. You're a terrible fan.
I've missed a few.
Yeah, 1988.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was the big one.
You were at the game. That was the Kirk Gibson home run, and you took Muggs to eat Chinese food instead of watching that home run. Unbelievable.
Yes, that was.
You're lucky he still talks to you.
Unbelievable.
All right, Mama Muggs. Fantastic opening day.
Fantastic.
Things look great for the Dodgers.
Yes.
Here's the butt.
Mm-hmm. Always the butt.
The butt. They're in a very weak division.
Which is good.
But other divisions are good.
Right.
Okay. They have Milwaukee, New York is supposed to be good, mm-hmm. Mets this year, Phillies.
Right.
And so when they play those teams, it won't be so fantastic.
Now, Mom, you do remember the past 2 years. We got to the World Series. Not the outcome that we wanted, but
2 years in a row is impressive.
In a row.
Yeah.
And what makes you think that this team is different this year?
Oh, well, they just don't have the pitching.
Pitching? I knew it.
How?
I knew it.
The pitching is iffy. Kershaw is iffy.
Knew it. I knew you'd complain about Kershaw.
Hill is iffy. Miata.
You always have a problem with that. It's not a Mazda Miata. It's Kenta Maeda.
Maeda.
Yes.
Even I know that. Come on, Mama. Step it up.
Is iffy. So their pitching, other than Ryu, is iffy.
But guess what? It was iffy the last 2 years as well, and they made it to the World Series.
Yep.
On the same iffiness.
Yes, they made it and lost the World Series.
Okay.
Because I remember.
But can't you celebrate 2 years? Now, you can't when they lose the World Series.
Right.
That's crushing. But
they're too weak against American League.
Okay, but now you can celebrate them having been in the World Series 2 years in a row because that's an amazing accomplishment, and it says a lot for this year's chances.
Yeah, but they were all discouraged after the loss.
Well, of course.
Yes.
Hopefully,
we could see some continuous progress from them. Yesterday won't last forever.
God damn it.
12-5 with 5 home runs.
Eight home runs.
A major league record, Mom. A major league record on opening day and a ball club record.
I mean, it just seems like a great start to a great season.
But there's 161 games to go.
Dear Lord, you're the most negative person in the world.
I won't believe it until I see it.
What will you do if the Dodgers win the World Series? Will you stop trash-talking them?
No. Don't be ridiculous.
I'll say that it was a fluke or something.
Oh, you're the worst. Mama Muggs, you're the worst.
Well, let's see what happens.
Right, but Muggs asked if they win, would you be positive?
Well, we got to play next season. Against New York, Boston.
Right, but that's not part of the equation. Mug said if they win.
If they win, I'll be happy.
For how long, do you think?
Until next year.
Opening day?
Opening day next year when they show their true colors.
Wow. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
My God, you're the worst.
Mama Muggs, Mama, Mama, Mama Muggs, Mama, Mama, Mama Muggs, she hates the Dodger blue.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well, man. Good to see you.
We're always happy to have you on the show.
I'm delighted to be here. K-Rock.
Let's talk about your project, because I watched it last night, and I believe I'm going to watch it again today.
Yeah, man.
For real.
That's what I want to hear.
Not lying. I mean, I couldn't have loved it more.
Here's the question, because when Kevin really likes something, I always ask the same thing, and he immediately goes, no, yes. Yeah. Did you tear up?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
oh,
not even, oh,
not
yes.
even
just a
denial.
Straight answer.
Look,
yeah.
I'm a freaking he's baby a, when it comes
crier.
To emotion. So
yeah.
What are you
going
to do?
Yeah.
I loved it.
I did too.
I'm so happy to hear it, and I'm not surprised that you liked it, because my whole taste in music and culture was basically defined by the Kevin and Bean Show.
Aww.
Because I was, you know.
That seems like a bad choice.
Indoctrinated day
yeah.
after day,
you're
morning
a local
after
valley
morning.
Kid.
Yeah.
Can you talk to your friend?
818.
Listen, I'm with you. Can you talk to your friend Jonah Hill? Because yeah. recently he went on Charlemagne's Breakfast
Jonah Hill is
that
not
so
from 818.
No, listen, no. He went on Charlemagne's Breakfast Club and he said, the exact quote is, I don't go on Kevin and Bean and say they're my favorite show.
We were like, you don't have to pick us out by name. We're fine with you.
Just so he knows what he's going to say to his friend next time he sees him.
I don't go on like Kevin and Bean. I'm like, yo, this is my favorite show. Like...
Harsh, right?
This is what you get, you know, when you grow up. And where did he grow
he's
up?
He's a Crossroads kid.
Yeah,
so he's
Crossroads.
Like, yeah.
Come on. I went to Van Nuys High.
That's right.
He's a real kid. A real public baby.
But I was really excited because I am a Logic fan. I think he's so talented. And this is a leading question, but how did you guys link up?
Oh, dear Lord.
We were taking
bets on how long it would take you to...
How did you guys become friends?
It was because of my appearance on a television show that I believe you worked on.
Okay.
Called Drop the Mic.
Yeah.
So everyone whose life was affected on this band together...
is basically all because of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I've got an answer for you.
That makes sense.
That's what happened. I was on Drop the Mic.
And
he
you're
wrote
a great
to me,
rapper. Well, without Drop the Mic, you are a great... MC.
I mean, I wouldn't take it that far, mm-hmm. but, you know, thank you.
Yes.
He wrote to me on Twitter, and I was like, oh, wow, okay, if you're, because I found out he likes my movies and stuff. He actually did a song called 500 Days of Summer.
Yes. Is that right?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's like a bootleg song. You can't get it on Spotify and stuff because he samples the movie and didn't get the proper clearance and all that, but yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
So when I found that out, I managed to, like, get in touch with him. He invited me over to his house, and I told him about this thing that I wanted to do. And we were, you know, stoned enough. I got him to say yes.
Tell us about Hit Record before we talk about this specific project.
Okay, yeah. So Hit Record is like an online community that I started many years ago with my brother. Not as a production company or startup or anything. It was just a little thing where I was putting up songs and stories and videos and stuff that I was making. And then as this community formed, we started seeing like, oh, people aren't just checking out what I'm making. People want to make things together. And we thought that's actually really cool. A different kind of use of the internet, because you can just watch videos on the internet and it's not really that different from TV.
Right.
But if you're using the internet to make things together with other people you wouldn't have otherwise been able to connect to, that's something different. Collaboration, I think collaboration is what the internet should be about.
It's using everything for good.
I do have a clip from you from the show describing the strange turn of events and how positive it turned out to be.
In the world today, there's a lot of negativity. There's a lot of people competing and getting at each other's throat.
Don't know why you're not rapping, but okay.
People, especially using the internet, not to like one-up each other.
Yes!
But to come together for the purpose of all accomplishing something in collaboration makes me feel optimistic.
How about that?
Yeah. I love it.
Guys, there's something other than trolling on the internet.
I haven't found it yet, but I'm hoping for
looking
that.
For it. Yeah.
I mean,
for
if
it.
You want to get into it, because this is something I think about a lot, and
please.
It's very interesting to me. So I think the reason that people are so trollish on the internet, it has to do with how these big internet companies make money. because the way they make money is through, you know, selling everybody's attention through advertising. So, so they want you to get attention. And so the best way to get attention quickly is to point your finger and get angry at someone else or make fun of someone else or insult someone else or tear someone else down.
And that just works for their business model.
Yeah. And so the algorithms, I think without even the people working at these companies even doing it on purpose, the algorithms see like, oh, these kinds of posts get the most attention that we're then able to monetize best by selling to advertisers. And so those posts do better in their algorithms and get seen by more and more people. And people get rewarded. They get more likes and more views and more followers when they're angry and when they're insulting other people. And so we've all been sort of subtly trained over the years to be competitive and like and punch each other out in these popularity contests because that's how the advertising model works. That's how these companies make money. But it doesn't have to be. Like,
no.
The internet doesn't have to be that way. And not social media doesn't even have to be that way.
We have been on the receiving end of some of that social media.
Yeah.
It has happened.
So have I. I mean, so has everybody. Everybody's experienced the kind of meanness that can happen on the internet. But we're all kind of encouraged to do that because that's what gets the most attention most quickly. But I really don't think it has to be that way. And I think that's one of the things that we like, because we're the first generation to have this tech. I think we're got to be the ones to be like, no, this isn't how the internet should make money. We want the internet. We want to be able to connect to each other. We want to do it through our phones, but we don't want it through this kind of manipulative advertising model. So
here's what I love. Agreed. I love that we agree on that.
Yes. Yeah.
And it never occurred to me to try and change it.
Yeah.
And your response was, I'm going to start something and do something different and make it a positive place.
I appreciate that.
That's fantastic.
Thank you. I mean, the truth is Hit Record, when Hit Record started, I wasn't thinking about that stuff at all. It was something that just evolved very organically over a long period of time, and I've come to sort of notice these things and read about it and learn, but it wasn't something that I initially like thought of myself.
Not and how did like, you meet Logic?
Oh,
I'm sorry, I forgot.
It's because of this man.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Right.
Dang it.
All right, we're going to talk about the special that you can see on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. You can just go to the Hit Record YouTube channel. We made it for YouTube Originals.
It is so fascinating with Logic, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk about it.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt is in the studio with us to tell you about a very amazing project. Saw it last night, loved it, probably watch it again today. How did you meet Logic? I forgot.
Oh, right. It was Jensen's fault. Yeah.
That's right.
So talk about Band Together with Logic, because if I got an invite to somehow collaborate with one of my favorite artists, I would jump at that chance.
Yeah.
How did that even come about that you're like, okay, we're going to put this all together? People from all over the world are sending in everything from their own raps to their vocals to
just like segments, small sound.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, so that was the idea, was how can we make a music show that's less about being a contest and more about a collaboration? So at the end of the show, you don't have a winner per se, but you have a song that we all made together.
Dare I say, an original song. We're the winners.
You dare.
You could say that.
Can you hit the boo again? Thank you.
So Logic laid down a rap
at the start. How was the pitch? Was the pitch easy for him, or was it difficult for him to get his head around, and I'm not positive I want to do it?
I mean, I think the reason it made sense to him is because we've been doing it a long time. Like, it wasn't a brand new thing. So we've made all kinds of things. We made a whole TV show this way of short films and animations and stuff, and I was able to play him some of the stuff from that show. And when he saw that, I was like, I've never seen anything made like that before.
And he's
I want to try this.
He's so community-based within his fans. Like, they're diehards.
He's so into his fans. Yeah. Like, in the beginning of the last album, put out Young Sinatra 4, the first track is just a bunch of his fans leaving him voicemails.
Yeah.
So this actually makes perfect sense for him. He's always bringing fans up on stage, and he has like this uncanny ability to pick someone out within a crowd at one of his concerts, and he can tell based on like how they're singing along, like, oh, you really know these words. He'll bring people up that
interesting.
Do hard verses.
Joseph and I were both at the Troubadour show where he brought up a kid who looked like he was going to fail and in real life probably could put out an album himself.
He was doing such a fast and intricate rap, I can't do it at all.
It was
like,
crazy.
It's just some kid and Bobby Logic somehow knew that guy's going to be able to do it. And he did it.
So the beauty of this show is that it takes you through songwriting.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love that. I mean, I don't need an American Idol. A lot of people can sing, don't care. You start with nothing and you end up with a great song. That is amazing to me.
Yeah, so I mean, so the, it starts out with Bobby taking me into like his bus where he records on when he's on tour. And he starts with, like you say, nothing. He starts, he goes to his producer, Six, and he's like, I want kind of like a James Brown beat. Six, like, puts down a drum beat, and Bobby just starts making a verse. And this is apparently how he writes all of his songs. He loops a beat in his headphones. He's got his notes on his phone, and he just starts saying gibberish. Like, they're not even words, but they're to the rhythm. And then as he goes, it's like he's playing drums with his voice, and then he starts, like, adding words slowly but surely, and they start coming together, and he starts writing it down in his phone when he finds something he likes, and he let us just sit there and record him, and he does it quick. It took him like 15 minutes or something to write a new verse this way.
He got super, super angry at himself for the one line that he couldn't. He just couldn't get it right.
Yeah.
That was really funny.
Yeah, at first that wasn't in. They didn't put that in the first cut. I was like, oh, we have to put that part
gotta
in.
Show there. He's human.
Well, that's what the creative process is, really. Yeah. Like, you don't find it at first, and it's frustrating. You hate yourself. And then if you keep trying, eventually you get something, and you're never quite satisfied, but you're like, okay, there it is. I did it.
So at what point did you put everything out there and say, all right, people,
give us
some input?
It was just after, like, he spent a half hour, like I said. He put down his basic beat, one verse. He knew the song wanted to be called Do What You Love. It wanted to be about people doing what they love, whether that's, you know, making music or being a parent or, like, doing whatever it is that they love. And then we just put that out to the world and said, okay, play on top of this. And at first it was just a call for like, instrumentals. And he said,
like bassists and saxophonists and every type of instrument you can imagine.
So the cool thing was he asked for funk because he was picturing James Brown. He's like, I want funk. I want a flea bass line. I want horns. Some people did that.
Yep.
But then some people took it in totally different directions.
Some of them couldn't do that. And they were like, you know what? I can do this.
Yeah.
So I'm going to send this in.
Exactly. And then he ended up liking it.
Yes.
And it ended up taking the song in a direction that he never would have expected. So it doesn't end up like really a James Brown funk song. That's the fun part of opening up the process, is it ends up somewhere you never would have expected.
Were you afraid that he wouldn't like anything that was coming in?
Yes. That was what I was very scared of. We spent all this
don't
time.
Don't like that? Don't like that? Yeah. What else you got? Don't like that?
Nope. Wouldn't use any of this. Goodbye.
But in the end, how much of it did you end up using? Like, how many different people contributed to the song?
So, I mean, it was tons and tons of people that contributed, and out of them, it narrowed down to 21 people. And by the way, the producers of the show wanted it to be like 6 people.
Yeah.
Because we flew them all out to L.A. Yeah. But he kept liking more and more people. And I was like, I'm not going to stop him. We just need to get these people. We'll find it in the budget. We got to bring them out.
And the most impressive part of this whole thing is that these people who contribute to the songs have been getting paid by Joseph's projects since 2010.
Yeah, he records paid $2.7 million to different people over the years.
That's crazy.
So
amazing.
Great.
And one thing I especially loved about this was watching his brain work. When he'd hear a vocal and then he'd kind of write it off and then they'd move to another vocal, he'd go, wait, let's go back to that one, put it with this.
Yeah.
Things I would never think to put together. And then when you brought everybody out to see the diversity of the people, to see people that you would never, ever put together in a room that just had so much love for each other because of this collaboration. I'm telling you, if you don't cry during this, you have no soul.
None of them could believe when they flew to Los Angeles and they were all in a studio, and they couldn't have been more excited, more happy, even before you and Logic walked in.
They
were thrilled. I can't believe we're here.
Yeah. And they were thrilled to just be meeting each other.
Yes.
That's the thing. You collaborate with people, and it's very intimate process. It's different than just talking. So that people would like see each other and give each other these big family hugs.
Aww.
Because when you're making music with somebody, it's intimate. And you know, we didn't tell them that they were coming to LA to shoot the music video.
Yeah, you said just listen to the song.
Yeah,
right?
We told them, all right, we're going to have a listening party and you guys will get to hear the finished song and you're on it.
And that would have been enough for them.
Yeah.
Oh, they would have been thrilled.
Yeah, they were stoked.
Yeah.
But then once, after we listened to the song, then Bobby surprised them. He was like, and by the way, we're going to shoot the music video today, so if you have stage fright, figure it out. That's my favorite lines.
So now that you have Logic, who would be another dream collaborator for this project?
Oh, that's such a good question. I actually was listening. I was listening to your show on my way while I was driving over here.
Sorry.
And listened to. I listened to the remix you did of that Adele song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Victor Fuentes.
I bet Adele would be really.
Oh, I'm going to go Victor.
Yeah, okay. Victor Fuentes would be perfect to lead a collaboration.
Not for a second. We were going to really
have it. If I had to choose between the two, I'm going Victor.
Let's fly out 21 people to work with Victor Fuentes. Sounds good.
Too much information, man.
When we came in this morning, we had voting online, and it was tied. It was one vote up separating he and Rodney.
I'm glad Victor won.
Same. It was crazy.
Amazing. We are, too.
It was crazy, and it was amazing. But, yeah, Victor Fuentes won.
We are, too. Adele, though. We need to make this
happen. Adele would be good. Sia would be good, I think.
Yes.
She's such, like, a creative songwriter. She's, like,
and
not
a
just
giver.
A songwriter.
Yeah.
I think Sia would be really good, too.
Yeah, anyone with, like, a songwriting background that knows the process is willing to collaborate would be great.
Yeah.
Fred Durst.
Nah. Nah.
Just wanted to see your reaction.
All right, not at all. Trying to figure it out.
Limp Bizkit was when I stopped listening to K-Rock, actually.
Oh, no.
I got bad news for you. I got bad news for you, man.
Next up, Roland.
Now I'm that Jonah Hill dick who, like, said something negative about someone else on the radio.
No.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. You're
sorry,
the first...
Fred. I'm sure he's a nice guy.
All right. You're the first guy to make fun of Limp Bizkit here on this show.
Yeah, no, not today. Really at all. Today, yes. Today, yes. I assume it would be easier to get the next person because you can show them this.
Oh, so much easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this isn't a show that's really... Look, most television is formulaic.
Yes.
You make something that's very, very, very similar to something else, maybe change it a little bit, or don't even change it at all, and that's the television business.
Yeah.
We came in and we were like, we have a very different idea, and we're really lucky that Logic believed in it and did it, because now we can show somebody and they can be like, oh, I get it. But when you're just trying to explain it to somebody and they haven't seen it,
right.
it's hard for people to use their imagination.
Yeah.
Well, like
gotta
I said,
watch it.
Like I say, you have to watch it. It's really, really inspirational.
Thank you.
It's really positive, and these people are so excited. And like, there are a couple of them in wheelchairs that flew out and were in the video, and they were just over the moon. It's so good. It's called Band Together with Logic, and it's on YouTube. Go to Hit Record YouTube
channel.
YouTube.
Yeah, that's it.
And it's less than an hour, by the way.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Yeah.
And Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Everything is so long.
Also, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, been in the business his whole life, still not jaded, doing great things for people.
Oh, agreed. Thanks, man.
Says a lot.
That's very kind.
Yeah. Agreed. Watch it. I can't tell you how much.
Thanks for having me on the show, you guys.
You're
it's always
best.
Such a pleasure
your
to be on this show.
Your favorite show, Kevin and Bean.
Yeah, my favorite radio show, The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. K-Rock.
It's The Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Fridays at this time, we do keep it 100.
I gotta keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100,
I keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
Who was close, Allie?
Who was close was Scott from Simi Valley. He wanted Audioslave, Show Me How to Live.
We just played Audio. Oh, different song. Okay.
Different song.
We just played Audioslave.
We would have done it, though, because we're stuck to
we would have
100.
To, but he was 99, and damn it! Sherman from Sun Valley wanted to hear Limp Bizkit Faith. That was the number 101 song. We are so sad because Kevin was like, no, we have to stick to 100.
Oh, yeah, that's me. If we had to do that, we wouldn't have played Owl City. I'll tell you that right
imagine
now.
Imagine Joseph Gordon-Levitt, though, on the way home.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
Texter 100 is named Ian from Burbank. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning.
How's your weekend plans?
My weekend plans are going to be fun. I got a friend's wedding coming up on tomorrow.
All right.
Oh, are you one of those guys that goes to weddings and you're like, everyone's feeling the love. I'm so going to get a little bit busy in a broom closet.
I'm going to be hitting the dance floor as hard as I can.
That's good. Yeah. All right. And by dance floor, you mean bridesmaid. Right? Okay.
We'll see.
Ian, how many times have you texted this song to try and get it on Keep
Up? Actually, this is the first time.
Nice.
I've usually been trying Violent Femmes, but I was 99, and you guys said I was 99, so I sort of felt like I had to change it up.
Look at you,
wow.
Ian.
All right. You want to introduce our Keep It 100 song?
Yep. So I was scrolling through my YouTube playlist recently, and this was a song that came up. So this is Southside by Moby on K-Rock.
Keep It 100.
Thank you, Ian, for suggesting that song. It's Southside with Moby featuring Gwen Stefani. Mm-hmm. Like we do after the song, Alley. What year was that put out?
That was definitely early 2000s.
Okay.
If not late 90s.
I think I said year.
Okay. You missed that during the break, she says these things out loud and then just stares at us to see if there's any reaction.
To see if any of them react.
Yeah.
And I said, it's early 2000s. And Jensen said, yep. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, it's not 99. I think it's 2001. 2001. Yeah. 2001.
November 7th.
Uh-huh.
So at the end of the year.
Right.
2000.
So close.
Really close.
Dang it.
Do you look that stuff up?
I do every single week.
Oh,
you guys
knew
are
it.
Stupid.
Keep it 100.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
It's a shame there's no way to recap things that happened during the week.
Yeah, people miss a ton of stuff. Right?
It is weird that we do so many things and then no one knows what happens at the end.
I know, I barely listen.
It'd be weird if you heard everything that we speak, so I'm here to wrap up all the bits from the week. We had a soundbite bracket and a winner was crowned. Rodney heard Victor won and all he said was,
wow.
And April Foolishness has a few tickets left, where Kevin and Bean will rap battle till death. They both got a chance, so who will you choose? Listen, I have to coach them, so you know I'm gonna lose. Matt Money Smith, damn funny last words. Bob Saget and people impersonating birds. Adam Ray, Brian Callen, RJ Bell. We had Kevin's birthday in JGL. Bean was in London for an early visit. Dr. Drew said migraine. Are probably aneurysms, so if you have a headache, you'll probably die fast. You missed that, download the podcast.
Oh, I like it.
A lot of stuff.
We're telling people that they can die fast.
Die fast.
If you have a headache, I'm not sure that was the takeaway.
Good luck,
that.
Everyone. Have a good weekend.
Want to mention again, K-Rock presents 11th annual Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness. It is Friday, April 26th at the Microsoft Theater. Adam Ray Romano, Felipe Esparza, Greg Fitzsimmons, Eddie Iff, Jamie Lee, plus Kevin and Bean rap battle.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets on sale today at 10 o'clock.
That's like 20 minutes.
Right?
It's 19.
AXS.com.
Thank you.
Look at Allie.
I just did math.
AXS.com in 10 minutes.
And also, if there's ringside seats, $125. You get a shirt. You get to hang out with us before. You get preferred seating.
Awesome.
Early entry.
What?
You get to hug Allie.
Let's slow down.
Hug Bean. He loves it.
Bean is a toucher.
He does love it.
Yes.
Bring your kid and then introduce him to Bean. Bean loves kids.
Bean adores children.
And if you don't want to pay that much, tickets start at $30.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You guys.
10 a.m.
10 a.m. AXS.com. We've got Kat in here because Kat Corbett, the lovely Kat Corbett, joins us on Fridays to tell us about cool things. But Kat, did you hear that Nicolas Cage has filed for an annulment after a whopping 4 days of being married?
Well, that's appropriate as opposed to some other annulments that have come down the pipeline lately.
Are you Gwen Stefani?
But
me right
I'm just
now?
Saying. Yeah, come on, people.
It's been a while.
Who did he marry? Who did he marry?
A woman.
I mean,
he's
it's
been
4
dating.
Days. Who cares?
It's a woman he's been dating since April. But apparently, he had they had gone to Vegas and they applied for a marriage license last week. Some say they got married that same day, and then 4 days later, he's like, "This is not what I wanted." So it's very Nicholas.
He gave it a try, though.
He gave it the old
he
college
did.
Try.
I mean,
he did give
it.
Mm-hmm. 4 days.
Yeah. He tried.
He did try.
You are right.
He's found national treasure and quicker.
That's
you know what
true.
I mean? Like 3 days tops. He could find any sort of treasure or treasure chest.
Yes, those are movies.
Remember when he was like the hottest thing ever?
Like in movies, or you mean you were attracted to him?
Well, in movies, but he was also had that like gruff man babe vibe. Like I'm talking way back.
Yeah, like Peggy Sue Got Married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 48 Hours, like stuff like that. He was like the grumpy, like kind of, you know.
Before
rebel
he turned
cop.
Himself into an impersonator of himself?
Yes.
Okay. Before he purchased like a $1 million lizard skull?
Before that picture from the Malibu Inn after he got busted.
Listen, I thought he was hot in Raising Arizona.
Wait, are you thinking of Nick Nolte?
Wait, didn't you say Nick
Nolte?
No,
Nick Cage.
No, because when you said 48 hours, I was like, I think
and
she
I
might
was
have...
wondering when he became
Oh, my
gruff.
God, I'm okay. so sorry. I don't know why I thought Nick Nolte.
But I do like the idea that you... Do you think Nick Cage is hot?
Welcome to my world,
okay,
Kat.
Let's go back to Nicolas Cage.
Uh-huh.
Valley Girl.
Yeah, yeah.
As Randy.
Yeah. Adorable.
Come on.
Okay.
Yeah. Wild at heart?
Yes.
Come on.
Even Raising Arizona.
Exactly.
Yes. All right. But
he had that gruff voice, that really low gruff voice.
Oh, and then it's a Malibu crazy. Inn. Oh. No, and then it went to Con Air and I was out.
Con Air was terrible.
Oh, my God.
I love Con Air.
High praise.
I can't.
Con Air.
That was awful.
All right. Maybe it's just me.
Wow, I'm sorry. I just, like, went to another Nick plane. That was really...
I mean, listen, they're both okay. They're both bonkers, so I can see how you
know. Yeah, true.
Yeah. Out of curiosity, do you think that The Simpsons is live action?
Allie thought animation and live action were same.
This morning, Chip, you missed a lot when you were sleeping in. Shut up, Chip.
Wow, we are all defective.
Live action and animation
were the same.
There a lot of stuff happened this morning that none of us are proud of.
You missed. She was like, I can't believe Stewie talks. A baby talks. She believes all cartoons are real.
I mean, a dog talking
you
is
are
realistic.
A precious.
She has issues.
Thank you. I also tried roping Jensen into the madness.
Didn't work.
It didn't work. I'm like, well, you're dumb just like me on that. He's like, no, uh-uh. All right, I'm going to leave you with this because, Jensen, you are... You're trying to figure out a name for your baby boy that's due later this summer.
I am. And then lead right now, Amphorny.
Amphorny. Yeah. Excellent.
Oh, great.
I'm going to strike that and say absolutely not.
All right. Well,
okay.
We'll see what happens.
Here's why I bring it up. 1 in 7 parents admit that they made a terrible mistake with the name that they chose for their child. This is according to a study. Researchers found that despite loving the name at the time, millions of moms and dads grew to despise it. Amazingly, 28% of people even told their kid that they regret choosing that name.
Wow.
And more than 1 in 10 said their children have told them that they don't like the name themselves.
Robert.
So this is insane, you guys. 1 in 7 parents regrets choosing
should
a name.
Be more.
Yeah.
I it should nowadays, be more than that. Yes, because people try going unique and then they're like, that was really dumb.
Kevin, you like yours looking back?
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't mind Kevin, but well, Kevin everywhere in media is always the dumb guy. Yeah. So that's not ideal.
That's not the best.
Right. It's not what I would have wanted.
Right. It's still a very solid name.
Thank you, Allie.
You're welcome, Kevin.
The way you said it.
Kevin.
My friends named their kid Winston, and they're calling him Winnie, and it's driving me crazy. I'm just going to say that
I like
out
the
loud.
Name Winston. I just don't think the shortening is right.
Their kid is a dog. Is what you're saying. That's a great dog name.
This poor kid. I'm just like, oh my God.
You hate the kid because of the name?
But kind
of
now, yeah, I do.
Oh, wow.
that is not part of the research that I came across.
That's Kat's research.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I'm just thinking about him being a kid and like other kids are vicious.
Yeah, Winston's a kick-ass name.
I
but
like that name.
Winnie.
Yeah, when he's like 30, it is.
No.
I like Winston.
Winston's a cool name for a kid.
They're already calling him Winnie.
Winnie's not great.
Winnie does not
work. Unless you're Winnie Cooper, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
1 in 7. That's
insane.
1 in 7.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kat, tell us cool things that we want to hit up maybe this weekend or later.
All right, so I'm telling you about this now. It doesn't happen until May, but the early bird tickets are on sale, and I'm pretty sure this will sell out because it covers something that we all love, which is
butt stuff.
Which is what? I'm sorry? I heard butt stuff.
Yeah, that's what I heard. What is it?
Tacos.
Tacos. Oh, I mean, all right.
I mean, kind of same.
Other side.
It is Tacotopia. You just said other side.
You did.
I didn't say it.
Tacotopia is a hybrid amusement park and taco festival.
Okay.
In May, the location is TBD. There will be 20 taco environments where you can pretend to be taco filling.
I'm sorry, what?
You can sit in an avocado chair.
Okay.
What is going on?
Why?
You can even try out the taco teeter totter.
No.
No. What are we doing?
No.
Guys, how do you make tacos bad?
I think no.
Sit in an avocado chair and then you can be taco meat?
You can pretend to be taco filling.
Like lettuce and cheese?
I'm just saying, maybe they pile everybody into on top of each other. I don't know.
I think it's a great idea.
Tacotopia. Get your tickets now, people.
Okay.
All right. This one is wicked cool for all of you horror movie fans like myself. I like scary movies. This is obviously not for Dave King of Mexico because he's terrible. This is an immersive experience celebrating movies like It and The Lost Boys and Nightmare on Elm Street and Beetlejuice. I have friends that have went to a preview of this, and there's like a giant, it's as big as this room, Freddy Krueger blade hand.
Love
like
it.
This is a photo op type of place.
Instagram friendly.
Yeah, I mean, like, the Beetlejuice characters, you know, when they stretched their faces and made all these, like, weird things, they have all of these special stuff and, like, sharks. And so if you're a horror movie fan, it is opening up on Thursday. And so find I Like Scary Movies on Twitter, and you can find the link. It's at the Desmond Building on Wilshire, which is actually just a couple blocks from us.
So. All right. We should go.
Yeah, we can go. And then just quickly, K-Rock to the rescue. You know, we like to draw attention to adoptable animals. Mm-hmm. We have been going to Ashland Hill in Santa Monica for many Tuesdays for Yappy Hour.
Love it. Oh, there's one of the pups.
That's so sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can bring your dog?
Bring your pooch, yeah. And they have special menus, and you get to hang out with other dog lovers.
Do you have to sit
Tuesday.
In an avocado?
Do you have to become taco meat?
Right?
Then mauled to death by the dogs.
Spread shredded cheese on your mouth?
So that's what's going on.
Why in your mouth?
I don't know.
Not sure.
It's Friday.
And off the I threw this whole off the rails by mistaking Nick Nolte and Nicholas
Cage. I mean, you
Cage.
Did. That's true.
I apologize.
But I'm grateful because mm-hmm. it's usually me, so thank you.
I'm happy I put it together.
I mean, you at least know that animation is not live action.
Ellie, how many tickets? How many minutes until the tickets go on sale for April Fool's?
From right now?
Uh-huh.
She got lucky.
We've got 10 minutes because it's 9:50 and tickets go on sale at axs.com at 10 a.m. for the 11th. Annual April Foolishness.
Come hang out with us, guys.
Por favor.
Come on.
Hey, let's talk some birthdays. Eric Idle, Lucy Lawless, Amy Sedaris, Perry Farrell, and
I'm just a douchebag.
Very own Kevin Ryder.
Yes! I love mimes.
Loves mimes. Kevin.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I think Kevin is doing exactly as well as anyone might have expected someone like him to perform in a position like that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Please, Kevin, not in the face.
Okay, that's... What is it about Kevin that makes you love him?
He's so simple.
Good advice. Yeah.
I'm not a smart guy.
Oh, Kevin.
On your birthday?
It's like you catch a fish
yeah.
in a lake and you put it out on the ground and just like flops around on the ground completely. It's like a fish out of water is what it's like. Well said.
Yeah.
Some greatest hits.
What is kale? Is that fish?
Nice work, Kevin.
Thank you.
Nice work.
Hoody-hoo!
All right, Kevin, we're done.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
On your drive home today, listen to Stryker's commercial free-for-all, a random act of helplessness from the SoCal helpful Honda dealers. We'll have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Bonk, bonk.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. It over to me.
Under no circumstance.
That was a rush.
I wetted my pants a little bit, but it was worth it.
And why are all of you still here? Why are you here? You're all incompetent. I keep telling you that, and you keep coming back. Well, don't. Get out!
Now?
No. Get out!
No. Go.
Go! Get out!
I stand behind my decision. This press conference is over. I can't see you now. I can't hear you now. You're not here now. La 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 la.
Bong bong.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q. Q.
Ah! April Fools!
Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness. Friday, April 26th, the Microsoft Theater. Performing live on stage.
Ray Romano.
We are both going to be disappointed.
Felipe Esparza.
When I was a blind girl, she was feeling my face. She said, I can't see but I feel you're ugly.
Adam Ray.
Surprise, I actually don't give a
Eddie If.
I'm a dirty little man.
Greg Fitzsimmons.
When I was your age, I was getting into fights on the corner. Fist fights. You were a
helmet to ride your bike.
Jamie Lee.
My husband is so bro-y that we went to visit my friend who had a new baby girl, and I kissed the baby, and my husband just goes, nice.
And it's Kevin Ryder.
Kevin's the name. Don't wear it out.
Versus Gene Bean Baxter.
B to the E to the A to the N.
In a rap battle.
You do not want any of this smoke. Trust me.
You're going to get bodied.
To the death.
I mean, technically, I don't think it's to the death.
We both walk away. We're just rap battling.
That's dumb.
What an April Fool.
Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness. Tickets on sale now. KROQ.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.